As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Monday, September the 14th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. We've got good news, hard facts, certainly that, workable solutions. We might even discuss that a bit today. Nevertheless, if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone and call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. Be calling at 512-904-8014 to join us live on air or take Oracle with you on your mobile. And from around America and around the world, call in toll free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. And boy, did I get a slug of email over the weekend. Send them to me at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. Always enjoy looking at the material that you send to me. I like the listeners we have on this network. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and the micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, the little town of Exeter, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local. And if you've got a micro out there running and you're not broadcasting Become Vocal Local, shoot me an email. Tell me why not. The listener call-in number remains 1-866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. Funny business with the USDX. Not so funny for market indices. The U.S. dollar index is up. Metals and the stocks decline. We'll talk about that in a moment. Carbon credits, phony credentials, protection, liberty, pig flu, all that going to be in our news for today. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into that market report for Monday, September the 14th, 2009. Active trading as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, depending on where you get your sources. Gold was trading off $6.80 at $998.30, or as Bloomberg said, off $6.20 at $1,000.20. You make up your mind. I think $998.30 is pretty reasonable. Nevertheless, dropping down and going further here, silver losing 24 cents in morning trading, trading at $16.49. Platinum losing $11. Sounds like a trend, doesn't it? It's going to go all the way down. Platinum losing $11, trading at $1,306 an ounce. Palladium losing $2 at $289 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $992.60 for a low, said early this morning, $1,570 for a high where it closed. Quite a spread there. Looking like about $10. Nevertheless, at $998.30, your gold is up $234.40 year on year for a 30.69% return on your investment. The London gold fix this morning, the boys in London set gold at $994.20, and it immediately pulled gold into that range. Look at all up there on the other side of this first break. Stay with us. Back in three.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, September the 14th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Going into the market reports for this morning, Monday again, September the 14th, 2009, we find gold trading down $6.80 at $998.30, silver down 24 cents, trading at $16.49. Going into the Dow and the equities there, the Dow Jones closed down 22 at 96.05 on Friday, September the 11th. The NASDAQ was off 3 at 2,081. The S&P was off 1 at 1,043, whatever any of that means. I have no idea. I've been trying to find some accurate information on that, not really coming up with it, either on the Dow's website, the NASDAQ's website, S&P's website, or any other website. I guess it's just kind of some kind of a funny number they come up with there, but I sure haven't been able to figure it out yet myself. Anyway, dropping down further here, crude oil off 53 cents, trading at $68.76 for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude oil, delivered in Oklahoma as it is. U.S. dollar index, this is the big guy here, moves up 27 basis points, trading at $76.95. Now, you know, Bob Chapman and others are talking about 71.18 in the USDX by the 1st of October. I got about 2 weeks there, Bob. It's going to have to come down a bit to get there. Will it? Maybe. He's usually right. We'll see. The foreign exchange rates, as a result of that, everything's off. Everything's in the red today. The Canadian dollar trading off 124 basis points, still at 92 cents, however, U.S. The Mexican peso loses 41 basis points, trading at 8 cents U.S. The euro, very, very, almost unchanged, 0.7% or 7 basis points, trading at $1.46. The British pound, losing 79 basis points, trades at $1.65. And the Swiss franc, losing 12 basis points, still, though, at 96 cents U.S. In the bond market, the yield on the two-year is running at 0.90% or just too little short of 1% return on your investment there. We'd be very careful about getting involved in the bonds, but some people do. The 10-year running at 3.39%. The 15-year is running at 4.22%. Pretty low yields there in the bond market. And the mortgages continuing their downward spiral as far as the interest rate is concerned. Of course, you'd have to add points to this in order to buy a mortgage at that, if you could even find somebody to lend on your property. But the 15-year trading down is 4.67% off 4.87 a month ago. The 30-year mortgage is trading at 5.16, down from 5.50% 1 month ago. You know, we've been following these ETFs, these various gold exchange-traded funds, silver as well, but mostly the gold. Just to keep an eye on it, we've got a 10,000-pound pachyderm doing pirouettes, as I like to say, on the parlor piano. And if we ignore this, I think it might be a major mistake for the gold bugs. But anyway, pulled up a little website today, goldessential.com, and they have a weekly gold ETF monitor that they publish, known data as of Friday, September the 11th. So as of Friday, September the 11th, we're looking at the SPDR Gold Trust, that would be GLD on the markets, running somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,077.6 tons of gold. That's quite a bit. Do they have it in their hands? Some people think they do. Some people think they don't. One would only know. The GBS is holding 128.9 tons. iShares is holding 74.7 tons. The ETF is holding 110.5 tons of gold. The NG, these are all, I guess, things that you'd find on the internet there, go up on your stock exchange, but listed as NG, is holding 43.9 tons. CFOC, don't know who they are, they're holding 38.6 gold, GOLD on the trading marketplace, they're holding 14.3. CGT is holding 12.4, Dubai is holding 0.2, and Julius Baer, I guess, I don't know who they are, good old Julius, is holding 61.5. Altogether, that's quite a few tons of gold. And this stuff can be traded by nanoseconds. It's not like picking up the telephone and calling your gold broker and having a price locked in and then having to send it out to registered, insured mail, and then a couple of days later, you maybe even a couple of weeks later, you get your little box, and there you go, you know, and then you decide, well, let's get back into the market. I want to sell something, so you pack it all back up in a box, and you ship it out, and registered, insured mail, and it gets out there, and well, you get the idea. You're not going to be able to take advantage of any quick moves in the marketplace, and if the market starts to head south in a heartbeat, you're going to wind up on the short end of the stick. Nevertheless, let's go into this a little bit further. It says monitored investor holding in our 10 monitored gold-backed exchange-traded funds were seen increasing 4.87 tons or 0.31% in the week from September the 4th up to September the 11th. In-house calculations are based on official data shown on Friday. Four of the 10 ETFs announced an inflow and five no change. One of the monitored ETFs reported decline in holdings over the reported period. If you want to find out more about that, there are some other charts there. You can go and go dive into your browser, your Google, your Scroogle, your web ferret, or your dog pile, and go in goldessential.com. Goldessential.com. And find out more for yourself on that one. Now let's continue along on a similar note. It's so nice here in our local Southwest Missouri. We have an advertiser, and we've got a new editor working at that newspaper. Just give a big shout out this morning to Linda Carlisle. She's doing a fantastic job. finally, we're starting to get, I've had a chance to talk with her after one of our, two of our Ozark Property Rights Congress meetings, one time at length, and she really seems to have her brain turned on. So it's nice to know that she's in there as an editor in a local newspaper. You don't get that very often, folks, but when you get out into the hinterland, sometimes it falls that way. But she writes this very brief little article, just for everybody to see, in a prominent top right-hand corner of the newspaper, and it says, the headline reads, "This summer was way cool." Here's the article. Missourians are breaking out fall sweaters early as one of the coolest summers on record wraps up. Preliminary numbers across the state indicate the 2009 three-month summer period will rank among the 15 coolest on record and may crack the top 10, said University of Missouri Extension climatologist Pat Guinan. Quote, a northwest flow upper air pattern during much of July and August and parts of August dominated the Midwest, he said. Well, so much for man-made global warming. I don't think so. Bunch of specious claptrap and nonsense. Here's a couple of articles sent to us by another a listener to the network. Always enjoy getting Chris's emails. The World Bank Carbon Finance Units, the CFU, initiatives are part of the larger global effort to combat climate change and go hand in hand with the World Bank and its Environment Department's mission to reduce poverty and improve living standards in the developing world. Lots of words there. Has precious little to do with climate change, but it certainly is a financial institution. We're going to be banking and trading in carbon credits, as you are all aware. Let's pick that up on the other side of this break. Stay with us. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
And we've returned once again. I don't know, I had a real troubling evening last night. I was not able to sleep. I typically sleep just as sound as can possibly be, but there was something stirring in my spirit. So, dear listeners, if there is something going on out there in the world that is far more important than what I am discussing, please jump on the telephone and let me know, would you? 866-841-1065. There's something in the air that kept me awake all night. Was not able to sleep. And I do kind of have a rather sensitive spirit, if you will. And there might be something going down that I'm not aware of. Looked all over the internet, couldn't find it. But having said all of that, say this. Let's go back before we go into the World Bank Carbon Finance again, the CFU. Back to a little booklet that was published by Freedom Advocates, Michael Shaw, Sustainable Development, Global to Local Action Plans. Of course, you can get a copy of this little booklet. You can get them from me if you want. But you can also get them directly from freedomadvocates.org, www.freedomadvocates.org, well worth a couple of dollars that they asked for. But it talks about this sustainable development and understanding that sustainable development is a reordering of America, but it's far broader than that. It's really a global initiative, as we say, global to local action plans. The three basic steps here to understand the globalist philosophy on attack on unalienable rights. Michael Shaw writes, there are these. One is the abolition of private property. Of course, we've talked about the Communist Manifesto before. I've got some more on that we could perhaps get to today. And second, base the whole world's governance on public decree, not individual rights. That's important. We'll come back to that. And third, to reduce the human population. What's this whole idea of basing the world governance on public decree and not on individual rights? Well, if we can understand what is equity, what are the courts of chancery? You know, you can almost, it's revealed by the name of it, you take your chance. You pay your money, you take your chance. You know, we've been beating up on Papal Rome and their Vatican assassins, the Jesuits. We talked all about indulgences in the past with our special guest, Daryl Everhart, who will return again once again on Wednesday. But if we can understand that there's these three E's of sustainable development, environment, equity, and economy. The three E's. And they have a synthesis point there, but if you put it out as three rings, you know, like going off to the three-ring circus of the Olympiads or something like that, and you just label three consecutive interlocking rings, it makes for a rather interesting symbol, symbology being what it is, environment, equity, and economy. And so this World Bank Finance Unit is an environmental economic system that's based upon equity. Equity is like an indulgence. If you've got enough money to pay for it, you can do anything you like. It basically is a restructuring of human nature, and like communism, it's a system of social justice that works to abolish the American concept of equal justice in order to pursue the globalist ideal of the common good or the greatest good for the greatest number. Pursuit of a centrally determined common good ultimately requires a authoritarian or totalitarian or just simply a police state to suppress individual freedoms. Now, economy, the second E in all of this, basically relies on the Fabian socialist economics. This, like Italian fascism, Mike Shaw writes, relies on business that wants the protection of government's legal force and government that wants the power of business. And we call that public-private partnership, where all of the people in governance are actors in the great stage play called government, but it's all governance. We've been talking with Vicki Davis about that. We'll talk about it again tomorrow, too, as we look at how the IT system is being developed to facilitate all of this. And then, of course, the third E, environment, is not really about saving nature. It's actually a revolutionary coup in America to establish global governance and abandon the principles of natural law. Well, we'll have to come into that natural law if we have time. We'll speak towards nativism. But sustainable developers are committed to the abolishment of private property and the destruction of equal liberty, individual liberty, equal justice, and limited government. Let's go back to this article now with that as a premise or a primer or a primer. The World Bank Carbon Finance Units, these are CFUs. You might also think of these as special drawing rights. You've heard about that. Although the special drawing rights are a little bit different, they do go hand in hand. And when we're talking about the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, it is necessary to pay attention. Dropping down a little bit here, finding out more about it, the CFU, the Carbon Finance Units, uses money contributed by governments and companies. Monies contributed by governments and companies. You know that they're not just out there contributing. It's like having a big stick over your head. How much are you going to donate today? Well, keep threatening me with that stick and I might empty out my wallet. Anyway, the CFU uses money contributed by governments and companies in OECD, which is Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. Economic Cooperation and Development. Of course, you've heard us talking with Vicky about this fellow, Philip Zelikow. And then there's another fellow involved in all this, Robert Zolik, I believe it is. Anywho, these are all of the change agents. Change agents. And they're working on a lot of projects. But the idea here is that the countries then purchase project-based greenhouse gas emission reductions in developing countries and countries with economies in transition. So it's a redistribution of the wealth scheme. Has precious little to do with the environment. The emission reductions are purchased through one of the CFU's carbon funds on behalf of the contributor and within the framework of the Kyoto Protocol's Clean Development Mechanism, the CDM, or Joint Implementation, the JI. More words. Interesting. But of course, we can talk about fiat money until the cows come home, but if we don't understand where the globalists are going, then we won't understand the monetary system that will make the heart, or as I like to say, the warp and the woof of the new economy, the new global economy. Unlike other World Bank development products, the CFU does not lend or grant resources to projects, but rather contracts to purchase emission reductions, similar to a commercial transaction, paying for them annually or periodically once they have been verified by a third-party auditor. You got to find out how many cow farts you have before you can monetize them. The selling of emission reductions or carbon finance has been shown to increase the bankability of projects. The selling of emission reductions by adding an additional revenue stream in hard currency. What is hard currency? Are we talking about hard money here? Are we talking about gold and silver or platinum or palladium? Are we talking about gold or silver or platinum or palladium? Hard currency? Is that just old stuffy dollars? Maybe that's your plastic card, your swipe card. What is a hard currency? Never heard that phrase before. Which reduces the risk of commercial lending or grant finance. I guess instead of these derivatives that are backed by absolutely nothing, nothing more than just an insurance policy on debt, this would have some kind of backing is what they're looking at. Thus, carbon finance provides a means of leveraging new private and public investment into projects that reduce global greenhouse gas emissions, thereby mitigating climate change while contributing to sustainable development. Isn't that interesting? I find it very telling myself. Pick it up right there on the other side of this break with your calls when we return at 866-841-1065.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again here, going through this little bit on the, you can go up on the, I guess it's http://go.worldbank.org. Go.worldbank.org. Yeah, go.worldbank.org. Kind of like a cheerleading squad there. But anyway, their URL is rather interesting. But if you get up on there and scratch around a little bit and get into this carbon finance initiatives and the World Bank Carbon Finance Unit, CFU, you'll be able to find articles much like this yourselves. But anyway, the World Bank's carbon finance initiatives are an integral part of the bank's mission to reduce poverty through its environment and energy strategies. Reducing poverty through its environment and energy strategies. The threat climate change poses to long-term development. What threat does climate change pose to long-term development? And the ability of the poor to escape from poverty. The poor will always be with us. But the poor to escape from poverty is of particular concern to the World Bank. The impacts of climate change, as you can see, more sweaters and socks required in Missouri. The impacts of climate change threaten to unravel many of the development gains of the last decades. The bank is therefore making every effort to ensure that developing countries can benefit from international efforts to address climate change. So it's, again, it's a redistribution of the wealth scheme, socialist style, transferring monies and technologies from the developed countries, which are rapidly becoming third world cesspools, to the third world cesspools, which will remain third world cesspools because they have the intermediary of the World Bank, which ensures that they're likely to remain third world cesspools. So I guess we're all just going to be going round and round in the toilet. Someone please bring the brush. This one, press release, Anita Gordon, again, World Bank sources, Washington, D.C., May 15th, 2009. Now, this is a little older article, but it gives some more background on this. I think it's so important that we understand what the new buck is going to be. Daddy Warbucks is coming in wearing environment and climate garments. The World Bank released the annual report on its carbon finance activities, showing that the developing countries, particularly in Africa, certainly not a lot of benefit happening in the Sudan, according to the broadcast that Sean put on the air last night, but an interesting interview. You might want to go back and check Sean's Two's Company, Three's Allowed archives for that discussion in the Sudan, Darfur. Again, particularly in Africa, are increasingly benefiting from bank-managed carbon funds and facilities. The figures released show in tandem with the growth of carbon market, the bank's carbon finance operations have expanded from a single fund a decade ago. Now, it'd be 10 years ago. The $180 million prototype carbon fund to 11 funds and facilities and a 12 full start operation in 2009 with a total asset value of more than $2.6 billion, which, as you know, as trillions come and go, $2.6 billion is pretty much small change on a global scale. The bank has more than 186 projects in its carbon finance portfolio. Again, Al Gore, Barry the Usurper, and what is it, George Soros, or is it Murray Strong? All these guys setting up these banks to trade in carbon credits. And here we're talking about the bank having 186 projects in its carbon finance portfolio, and out of these, 119 projects have signed emission reduction purchase agreements with a value of over $1.8 billion, up from 89 projects in 2007. So people are signing emission reductions purchase agreements as part of this process. The East Asia and Pacific region, in particular China, with a total emission reduction value of over $1.3 billion, see, total emission reduction value. Extortion money. It's like the mob, you know. Rahm Emanuel and the Ergun gang come into China looking for cow farts and smoky smokestacks. Again, the Latin American and Caribbean and Europe and Central Asia regions have the second and third largest share of the portfolio as a result of several renewable energy waste management and oil and gas sector projects. Over the time period covered by the report, there were 10 purchase agreements signed in the Africa region, many for renewable energy projects. All that and much more can be found on their website, but then it drops down and it talks about, in addition, a new carbon facility, the Forest Carbon Partnership Facility, was made operational and its capitalization target was increased by $50 million to $350 million due to a high demand for participation in it. Oh yeah, that's right. You too can plant a tree and do your part. a second tranche of the Spanish Carbon Fund with a capital of 70 million euros was established, and the Carbon Partnership facility was open for contributions. To date, contributions of 72 million euros have been committed to the CPF. We have learned a great deal to take us to this point, to carry us to the next stage, the post-2012 commitments that will be negotiated in Copenhagen. Rob Tauter mentioned this, Copenhagen. Negotiated in Copenhagen in 2009, we have set up two new carbon facilities, said Joel Chassard, manager of the World Bank's Carbon Finance Unit. Quote, the Forest Carbon Partnership Facility will give us the opportunity to pilot mechanisms to help address the enormous challenges in the field of climate change and forests. Of course, if you read the fine print in H.R. 2454, you would realize that Barry the Usurper is proposing that the United States of America take a page out of Joseph Stalin's playbook, and we'll go into the reforestation projects that are laid out for us in Agenda 21. Very interesting stuff. Here's another one. Change gears a little bit. Swine flu shots are to start in 3 weeks as U.S. cases spread. This is off Bloomberg, September the 13th, published last night. Swine flu vaccines or vaccinations may begin in 3 weeks. Okay, take your calendar out. September 13th, then go the next week, and the next week, and then the next week. 3 weeks away, earlier than previously anticipated, after the first U.S. tests found a single shot to be effective in 8 to 10 days, U.S. health officials said, experts say. There was a little bit of blowback about this idea of a three-round vaccine series. Well, they're covering their assets. They're trying to sell us now on the idea that one round might be sufficient. Before we get much further into the swine flu, remember that when we were talking about Philip Zelikow as the historian who writes the future in history as he projects into the future the things that need to happen when they need to happen, let's understand that they're having a hard time selling these specious futuristic creations in the near term. As soon as this stuff hits the internet, it goes viral, the blowback is substantial, and they have to rewrite history again in the future. Continuing from the article, I hope that made sense, the first shots may be available by the end of this month, the end of September, obviously, within 2 weeks. By the end of this month and administered to patients the first week of October, said Nancy Cox. I wonder if she's any relation to the Cox Medical facilities all across America, the director of the flu division at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta. Hot Atlanta, some would say. Health officials had previously planned for vaccinations to begin in mid-October, requiring two shots administered 3 weeks apart and, of course, preceded by the Tamiflu shot for a total round of three. Swine flu outbreaks have rippled across U.S. schools and universities after pupils returned to classes in the past few weeks. Do you recall the governor's conference where we heard Janet Napolitano forecasting all of this like she has a crystal ball or a Ouija board? Right back. Stay with us.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
And we've returned right here on Become Vocal Local. Let's go right to the phones. X from France. Good morning, X, and thank you for calling us back again.
Thank you, Will, for having me, man. You were talking about the swine flu, and you're reading from this article, and I just wanted to direct your attention. You said you weren't sleeping too well, and I haven't been sleeping too well, and one of the reasons, of course, among many, what's going on in this world, is this video that I found on deprogram.net. It's a man talking to a whole bunch of people up on stage about possible RFID chips and these metal bracelets that were shipped off of a truck on pallets into a hospital, and this was told to, you know, this was, he was given this information by a medical professional, and he also has been going across the country talking to police officers, and they've been telling him that people, they are going to be doing roadblocks. He's saying that this is one of the plans out of several plans, and that this plan is, possibly implemented. But he was saying that these police officers have been telling him that there will be roadblocks in major, that there could possibly be major roadblocks surrounding major cities in the country.
Right. Well, one of the things, I'll interrupt you for a second, Dex, because almost a month ago, on Tuesdays and Thursdays we're joined by our special guest Vicki Davis, and she brings a very unique aspect to the broadcast, and she had brought to our attention, and I played clips from this governor's conference that was held down in Louisiana, where Janet Napolitano, our head of Homeland Security, was joined by the director of from FEMA, the head shed from the schools, CEO from Motorola, somebody from the head guy from Travelers Insurance. And anyway, part of all of this was the idea that when the governors were to go home again, they were to use the bully pulpit of their office, that's her quote, the bully pulpit of her their offices, to work with their departments of education and get them set up so that they are ready to go in September, October, when the flu comes again, and all of this stuff, all of the vaccines and things like that are going to come down the pike. So, long story short, and tying together with your video on deepprogram.net, I do have that link, by the way. I picked it up off another broadcast I was listening to last night while you were reporting it. I haven't got a chance to look at it. But in all of this, there's the emergency operations plans and their programs that they develop, and I have heard from numerous sources that, yes, indeed, and in fact, one part of all of these plans is the opportunity of using these roadblocks to actually stop people and check them to see whether they have taken a vaccine yet and so on and so forth, and then if not, what not. And then they have plans. Whether that's going to be implemented in Europe, in France, in the United States of America, or any place else, Australia, that we're going to have to wait to see, but it's definitely part of the discussion because all of this stuff is based upon the Agenda 21 precautionary principle. In other words, we will exhaust 95% of our energy and budgets and things like that on a precautionary principle, on a what if. What if the sky should fall? What if there should be elephants in the room? What if all of the money disappeared? And so we go chasing after these moonbeams, and these government people just get in line. They go along, you know, to get along, and it's an amazement to me. How about you?
Yeah, no, it's, it just seems pretty obvious to me. I mean, we got Jane Bergmeister, we got health officials, we got people all over the world crying wolf here. Jane Bergmeister talking about mass murder here. You know, if you take a look at the history of vaccines, more people have died from the vaccines than have survived.
Absolutely.
More people have died from the vaccine than had died of what the vaccine was supposed to prevent. You know,
yep.
And you know, if you take a look at history, then you need to be responsible. And if you're going to keep continually give vaccines with mercury, formaldehyde, squalene, and all these things, knowing that throughout history these killed people, then you have to start looking at, is this a mass murder agenda a depopulization agenda that comes from the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, from the Club of Rome to the Vatican? You take a look at the Georgia Guidestones, talking about, you know, an ideal population of 500 million. This goes deep rooted into the eugenics agenda of some very evil, powerful people.
Yeah, it does that, but at the same time, let's not overlook that all of the globalists, if you will, all of the people that finance and fund the foundations and the think tanks and things like that, they monitor international shortwave, they monitor what we call the independent media here and around the world. They know the hot buttons. They know that the things that the bullhorn boy in Austin, you know, gets people all excited about. And so they can play off of our fears and continue to fear-base us, you know, fear-base management us all the time. So how things are going to transpire, I don't know. We do know that all of these things are in their mind. They certainly, with a vaccine, would have an opportunity to commit that kind of a heinous problem. But one of the things that I fear, and perhaps it will be found to be correct, is that these vaccines might have not just near-term problems if people accept them, but they could have very long-term problems, just like a papilloma virus thing that they inject the young girls with. Here they want to use this vaccine on pregnant women and young children. You know, do these things, does the actual result appear in 5 years, in 10 years? Does it appear when the children find out that they're infertile? You know, all of these sort of things. There's a lot of ifs and maybes, but there's certainly a whole lot of shaking going on, and there's a whole lot of nonsense being spread. And this idea that at Washington State University, reporting more than 2,500 cases in this past week of the swine flu, I think that there's a BS story here, and I'm going to follow up more on that. Any other ideas? We do have other callers signing up.
Yeah, no, that's all I wanted to tell you. I just wanted you to, you know, take a look at that video and ask yourself whether you think it's, you know, your responsibility to, you know, play it even live on air, or, you know, warn people about it. Just, you know, whatever you think is best. But I just wanted to, you know, warn people and tell people what other people are saying, and, you know, so, mention a few things from my research also, and that's it.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for the call.
And thank you.
You're welcome, and thanks for listening. All right, let's go on to the next caller here, and go over here, and go over there, and go live to Brian in Arizona. Brian, good morning.
Oh, hi, how are you? Of course it's a murder agenda, and this stuff's been going on since the 1920s and probably before, with the smallpox and then the, you know, all these bogus injections for polio, which was killed by widespread chlorinization of the water in 1960, and then we had the swine flu again, and, you know, the stuff's all a racket. And when the people...
I said it is. I would agree, definitely a racket, and certainly it's a pathology or psychopathic repeating formula, and we've... On Wednesdays, we have Daryl Eberhardt on with us, and we've been trying to go through all of the major genocides that have occurred back for the last 2,000 years. The global leaders, if you will, the guys that wear the fish hats and the other high priests of finance and industry, they have no compunction whatsoever with making major portions of the population go bye-bye whenever and wherever they can. They can do it with diet, they can do it by injunction, they can do it by war, declaration of war. They can and have poisoned wells. They'll put smallpox in blankets and give them to the Native Americans. I mean, these people are sick.
Oh, yeah. Well, Bullhorn Boy had a guy on the other day who was a brain surgeon that said, you know, a normal flu comes in through your nose and your eyes, and whenever you inject this stuff into deep muscle tissue, you get totally different reactions. And he's claiming the aluminum and the thimerosal lodge in your brain where it can cause these problems 10, 20 years later. And he thinks that's what all of this Alzheimer's and Parkinson's is coming from, is all these injections. I was at a lady's house the other day I did work for. She said, oh, you don't have to tell me. And she pointed to her son, and she kind of whispered, he's autistic. She goes, I can't believe the government allows all this garbage. And I said, well, first of all, it's not your government. That's what you have to understand. And here's the bigger thing.
Hey, hold it right there, Brian. We're right up against the break. You're welcome to stay over as we come back. Folks, we'll be back in minutes on the other side of the top of our hour break. Be right back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth of our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, September the 14th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Talking about the swine flu, the vaccine drill that's coming along. In the first hour, we talked about climate change and CFUs and all of that nonsense. But let's go back to our caller from Arizona right there. There you go, Brian. Very interesting stuff that we're into with all of this. You know, folks, if you want to do a little bit of a Google search on this morning, you can type in Washington State University flu outbreak into your browser, and you'll come up with a whole bunch of articles. But Brian, they're talking about more than 2,500 reported cases. Now, how do you diagnose swine flu, and how do they have the opportunity to diagnose all 2,500 of these people accurately, and what are they going to do about it, and how did it happen that Washington State University all of a sudden came up with 2,500 diagnosed cases of swine flu?
Well, what they do is they listen for people walking around going, that's swine flu. See, the problem is we got a stupid, ignorant population, waterheads that want to sit around and watch football, drink beer, and they can't even understand 9/11 and what happened on that day. And until you can understand the psychological deception of 9/11, you can't understand anything else. Once they get it through their thick, stupid, dense heads that a jihadist in a bathrobe that looked like Boy George with a beard in Afghanistan didn't make NORAD stand down and hit 3 out of 4 targets, and the magical 9/11 fairy tale is a crock, they can't get this other stuff through. If they're stupid enough to believe that, what else won't they believe? There's the problem. And they say 84% of New Yorkers, Bullhorn Boy says, they know it wasn't that. BS. Maybe that's it. You walk around Arizona, you talk to people, they don't have a clue. Well, plunge hit the building. Must have been a guy in a bathrobe on dialysis that walks around with a walking stick that they can't find for 8 years. Or was it him, or was it Khalid Sheikh Mohammed? I mean, one day it's one guy, another day it's the next. They don't even know. They can't even keep their damn story straight. And once the American public come to the realization that 3,000 to 4,000 people were brutally murdered by our own government or the CIA and Mossad, and they let it happen, then they can get all this other stuff. Until then, they're in the dark. They're going to roll up their sleeves.
You're right. They are absolutely in the dark. I'm going to give the students a little bit of credit, because they've got to have been on the internet by now, hopefully. But unfortunately, like so many other people, Brian, they too are influenced by the television. They continue to be mesmerized by that box. They see the things that are in the newspaper. I mean, when you're going into college, you know, you're 18, maybe 25 years of age, you're still just a babe in swaddling clothes, if you will. It'll take time for them to get their brains turned on. They may be getting started into some of this background research, but so many of them are just absolutely susceptible to all of this. And I think partly that's why they're going to be targeted as the model class for the release of these various and sundry plagues that may be coming by injection. But yeah, you're right. Until people wake up to all of this insanity, and it's not going to happen overnight, I can guarantee you. A lot of people are in such a state of denial that no matter how you lay it out for them, they're still not going to accept it. We're going to have to go into a break here, Brian. If you'd like to stay for another part of the segment, we can do that, finish up and take your ideas on the other side. But folks, the children today are being targeted by these animals, and unfortunately they're going to use these schools as the inoculation centers. So, with all of that, we'll be back in 3 minutes with your call at 866-841-1065.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on our Monday, September the 14th, live two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local, going into the second hour with our caller, Brian from Arizona, on the line, and your calls as well. If you'd like to call in and weigh on the topic, you're welcome to do so at 866-841-1065. And if you live in the Austin, Texas area or have unlimited long-distance access, you can also call in at 512-904-8014. Brian, this is a pretty interesting story, but at the same time, looking at the headlines from the various newspapers out there in the great inland empire of Western Washington, actually it's called Eastern Washington, out around the Spokane area, I'd like to hear if there are anyone, there's any listeners out there from WSU or Spokane area, to find out whether or not there's anything to this story. It looks like there's a mixed bag in the newspapers. Most people are not buying this, but yeah, we've got a real problem on our hands. Unfortunately, as you mentioned, some of the doctors that have been talking about this flu are talking about that it's an airborne type of a thing that it can pass from person to person. It can be passed on hands and so on and so forth. They're trying to get us all to cover our mouths when we sneeze into our elbows, wash our hands like a bunch of raccoons. But, you know, really, if you wanted to get this out in a, like, let's say, a lecture hall, all you'd need to have is some kind of little aerosol canister of this garbage to spritz around in the room, and you could infect the entire room.
Yeah, well, the big thing is vitamin D. See, sunlight creates vitamin D. As we get into winter, you produce less vitamin C. You need maybe 5,000 international units of vitamin D to help combat this. Keep your hands washed really well. And I'm hearing the strain is gentler than normal flu. So if 2,500 people get it, so what?
Exactly.
I mean, it's not as bad as the normal flu. 35,000 people a year die from normal flu. They're saying between 200 and 500 people have died from this. They had compromised immune systems. So keep the vitamin D going, and you know, eat right. Keep your hands clean, and keep them out of places they shouldn't be. And see, this stuff, like I said, comes in through your eyes and your nose. The minute they inject you into your deep muscle tissue, it's a whole different deal. And that's why you got to stay away from these vaccines. It's not. See, if the people were in denial, I could talk them out of their denial. The problem is they're floating around on rowboats in the Tigris and Euphrates, and they haven't even gotten to denial yet because they're not that smart and they don't read. I find it very interesting that behind George Bush on 9/11, when he was reading to the classroom, there was a sign that said, "Reading makes a country great." They don't read. They don't. It's like it was staged. The whole thing was staged. All you got to do is read the PNAC document and read about other facts of 9/11 and read about swine flu and read about this AMA under Rockefeller that created smallpox in the 1920s because the beds of the hospitals were empty, and how they manufactured that and how they got them criminally in Kansas. They got a segment of the doctors of the AMA criminally in Kansas for bringing this thing to the forefront and getting all these people sick, and the people were outcasts that wouldn't vaccinate their kids, and they got them criminally.
Yeah, well, it would probably be no surprise to most of the listeners if they found out that the American Bankers Association created the American Bar Association, which then created the Uniform Law Commission, and it was the American bankers, and some in particular, that created the American Medical Association. So you know, you got to follow the money and all of this stuff. It's always money-driven. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, we can get the young people today to be aware of the Federal Reserve banking system. But all of this is breaking. All of this could change. It could all change in the next 12 months. It just depends. You know, one of the things that I haven't seen yet are the stacks of body bags. I haven't seen any trucks hauling the dead people away from Washington State University. So if the thing's not lethal, and they're only, I don't believe, Brian, I really don't believe that anybody's been actually diagnosed. I don't think there's a clinical diagnosis. I think that, like you said, you know, if they're sniffling or sneezing or anything, my God, anybody that's ever lived in Washington State knows that everybody gets a cold out there as soon as the weather changes. We've just
That was a pig sound I made. It was, and then the pig sound came first.
Yeah, you got
to listen to that pig sound, didn't you?
That's right.
If they start rooting around on the ground eating scraps, then it's a dead giveaway.
And jumping up in the air and flapping their arms. Yeah, that's right. Hey, great call, Brian. Thanks a lot, man. Call in again.
Hey.
All right.
We'll make bacon out of them.
Sounds like
we'll make bacon out of them.
Sounds like a good plan. Thanks a lot. All right, bye for now.
All right.
Well, there you go, folks. Yeah, there's a lot of insanity that goes on around the world. I guess we had a little humor today, and so that's great. But more on this article. It says we were anticipating that it would begin mid-October. Again, this is Bloomberg News. Cox said or told reporters at the Interscience Conference on Antimicrobial Agents and Chemotherapy in San Francisco. In other words, she's saying, we're anticipating that it would begin in mid-October. This was a conservative estimate, but it was a necessary conservative estimate. We now feel that we have a vaccine for more people earlier, and this is extremely good news. Well, folks, please, I'm not your doctor. I'm not your guru here. But if you could see to it to stay away from this, you may in the long term, perhaps even in the short term, be much better off. It says, most shots in the studies of healthy ages, adults aged 18 to 64, contained 15 micrograms of antigen, the same level as for seasonal flu vaccines. The vaccines had a similar side effect to regular flu shots, the most common being headache and pain at the injection site. Well, you're going to have a little bit of a headache and a little bit of a pain with any flu, so do you really need to go through this? The CSL said it plans to donate the vaccine to developing nations in Asia and the South Pacific and is discussing a pilot program with the World Health Organization to start by providing as many as 100,000 doses. There's money in the woods here, folks. It has a lot more to do with money. It has a lot more to do with getting people to take these vaccines than I believe any threat that might exist with the flu itself. Now, another article changed the topic. This is another document sent to me through the email from one of our listeners. This has to do with Barry the Usurper. It's rather interesting. It also has to do with something that I've been saying for some time, and that is to analyze the complicity in the Illinois Democratic National or State Committee in bringing forth as a candidate Barry from Indonesia. And this is how the article reads. It says, where are the investigative reporters and the news media inside the U.S. that should be reporting these questions and searching out facts and answers? It is said that people have to read newsprint from outside their country to find out what is might be going on inside their country. This piece from Canada should raise serious questions. It's these little so-called oopsies that are undermining the Constitution of the United States piece by piece. It reminds me of something I heard years and years ago. You can eat an elephant if you do it one forkful at a time. We'll finish this article on the other side. Your calls as well at 1-866-841-1065.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetables can be consumed be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds can and SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big Don Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we have returned once again. This is an article from the CanadaFreePress.com. And you can find it there. It's the title of it is "The Theory Is Now a Conspiracy and Facts Don't Lie." CanadaFreePress.com, and it was written by a J.B. Williams, Thursday, September the 10th, 2009. Before I go into the article and read from it, let's go over here to something out of the Barrie County Advertiser, our local newspaper here. Freebie comes to your mailbox. All you have to do is go to the mailbox to get it. But in this particular article, this is President Obama. Obama! Back to school speech causes concern. Again, Linda Carlisle. Good article written by our new editor to the local newspaper here. And in this, she quotes a lengthy quote right out of Barrie's speech. And he says this in the speech, quote, "I know that feeling. When I was young, my family lived in Indonesia for a few years, and my mother didn't have the money to send me to where all the American kids went to school. So she decided to teach me extra lessons herself, Monday through Friday at 4:30 in the morning." Of course, you know, Barrie, if he were Pinocchio, would probably have to hire Geppetto to bring the woodcutters and lop off cordwoods of firewood from his rapidly expanding wooden nose. But nevertheless, he definitely keeps this dream alive, doesn't he? Barrie the Indonesian. Yes, Barrie the usurper, I call him. But the real job here is not for the quote-unquote truthers. The real job here lies with the Department of State, the State Department, I guess you will, the Secretary of State in Illinois, his home state, I guess, if it's not in Tunisia or Kenya. And it also lies heavily upon the Democratic Party of Illinois, the State Committee. Why? Well, because there is a certification process, Dorothy. When you go to declare your candidacy, whether you're running for county committee man or county committee woman, whether you're running for the sheriff, whether you're running for dog catcher or any other office, you have to fill out a little declaration of candidacy in many places, pay a fee to be considered as a candidate and have your name appear on the ballot. Now, from the article, quote, "In this case, the Democratic Party," should be Democratic Party, "in this case, the Democrat Party was responsible for vetting," don't like that word myself, but they've used it, I didn't, "for vetting and certifying Barack Hussein Obama, as legally eligible to seek the Oval Office. The U.S. Constitution has only three very specific requirements for the job." Of course, all of our listeners are fully aware of all of this. the proper legal text used on the Democratic National Committee's party, quote, official certification of nomination, close quote, document reads as follows, and I quote, quote, this is to certify that at the National Convention of the Democratic Party of the United States of America held in Denver, Colorado on August the 25th through the 28th of 2008, the following were duly nominated as candidates of said party for president and vice president of the United States respectively, and that the following candidates for president and vice president of the United States are legally qualified to serve under the provisions of the United States Constitution. In other words, the Democratic Party's National Committee is required here on their own process. They are, as you know, a private corporation. They are required here and traditionally use this certification. And the article continues, this is the certification text that was sent to the 50 texts. Notice the difference. This, here's a quote, is to certify that at the National Convention of the Democrat Party for the United States of America, held in Denver, Colorado on August 25th through 28th, 2008, the following were duly nominated as candidates of said party for president and vice president of the United States, respectively. And our author here says, whoops, another typo. The reference to Obama's constitutional eligibility was missing. An accidental omission, question mark? The text certifying that Barack Hussein Obama was, quote, legally certified to serve under the provisions of the United States Constitution, close quote, had been removed from the document sent to the states. And the author continues and says, and yes, I have a copy of this version of the DNC official certification of nomination letter 2. So, the controversy continues. If I were renting an apartment or taking an application from a job seeker, asking for their place of origin and a birth certificate and other documents would be well in order so that I wouldn't be found harboring illegal aliens or terrorists from foreign countries. But apparently, the Democratic National Committee feels that that's not necessary, or at least they're covering up, or maybe an error of omission or an error of commission in treason against the United States of America by offering a candidate known to them to be unqualified to serve in office. If that be the case, nothing Barry the usurper and this Congress has done could have any legal force and effect, as the whole thing would be unconstitutional. And certainly Joe Biden would have no chance of moving upward either, being part of the same complicity. Anyway, on a little bit higher note, back to our study here briefly of John Stuart Mill, Utilitarianism on Liberty and Considerations on Representative Government, edited by H.B. Acton, published earlier in this century, originally published in Everyman's Library, 1910. I have the 1988 reprint in front of me, paperback. In Chapter 1 on Liberty, an excellent treatise. Folks, if you haven't got this in your library, you really might consider adding it to your library. Maybe it's even available as an ebook, something you could download off the internet. I don't know. But in Chapter 1, the introductory material reads this way. He says, this is again, John Stuart Mill, the son of James Mill. He is basically the intellectual fount from which libertarianism and utilitarianism flow. The philosophical radicals of their time period, Jeremy Bentham, John Stuart Mill, James Mill, and a bunch of others, a bunch of Englishmen, shaping future, changing the course of law in England, making things statutory and codified, the good, greatest good of the greatest number, the happiness principle, all these things coming on us and at us in the 1800s. But here John Stuart Mill writes in his introductory chapter 1, the subject of this essay is not the so-called capital L liberty of the capital W will, so unfortunately opposed to the misnamed doctrine of philosophical necessity, but civil or social liberty, both capitalized. Civil or social liberty, the nature and limits of the power which can be legitimately exercised by society over the individual. You with me? It's the nature and the limits of the power which can be legitimately exercised by society over the individual. Draw back to the Declaration of Independence in the second paragraph. We'll have to pick up that on the other side of this 3-minute commercial intermission with your call.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again, just picking up right from the declaration and the second clause, if you will. It's not the second clause, it's the second paragraph. It says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Yes, I know. all men is a very important thing, and are created equal are as important as well. The equality didn't extend to the Coloreds or the Negroes, nor did it extend to the Aboriginals, the red man, but those that were considered to be men were created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator, capital C there, with certain unalienable rights, in other words, rights that cannot be separated, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, much to understand in all of that, and that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. You see, this and none of this government created those rights. Those rights were all from the Creator, but the purpose of the government was to secure these rights. Governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. So that's kind of voluntary compliance, consent. And that when any form, whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter, abolish it, and institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Back to John Stuart Mill, let's understand carefully and know what liberty is all about. Again, he says the subject of this essay is not the so-called, quote, liberty of the will, so unfortunately opposed to the misnamed doctrine of philosophical necessity, but civil, capital C, civil or social liberty, capital S, capital L, the nature and limits of the power which can be legitimately exercised by society, constituted as a government here, over the individual. A question seldom stated and hardly never ever discussed in the general terms, but which profoundly influences the practical controversies of the age by its latent presence and is likely soon to make itself recognized as the vital question of the future. It is so far from being new that in a certain sense it has divided mankind almost from the remotest ages. But in the stage of progress into which the more civilized portions of the species have entered, it presents itself under new conditions and requires a different and more fundamental treatment. You see, it's this struggle between liberty and authority, which is the most conspicuous feature in the portions of history with which we are earliest familiar, particularly that of Greece, Rome, and England. By liberty was meant protection against the tyranny of political rulers here. The rulers were conceived as in a necessarily antagonistic position to the people whom they ruled. They consisted of a governing one, that harkens back to the idea of anarch and anarchism, anarchy, not to be ruled over by one man, but be ruled under that higher arching creator law, or a governing tribe or caste who derived their authority from inheritance or conquest, important, inheritance or conquest, who, at all events, did not hold it at the pleasure of the governed, and whose supremacy did not venture, perhaps did not desire to contest, whatever precautions might be taken against its oppressive exercise. Their power was regarded as necessary, but also as highly dangerous, as a weapon which they would attempt to use against their subjects, no less than against external enemies, and to prevent the weaker members of the community from being preyed upon by innumerable vultures, it was needful that there should be an animal of prey stronger than the rest, commissioned to keep them down. And so the idea then of government in this system of liberty, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, is that government thence becomes a necessary evil to keep others from tampering with these creator-given certain unalienable rights. We've got a call coming back from France once again. Let's go back to our caller and go live with X from France.
Hi, Will. Yeah, I was looking for that article from the CanadaFreePress.com on Obama's eligibility, and you know, it's really interesting. I put it in Google, CanadaFreePress.com, a theory is now conspiracy, came up. I hit the link for Canada Free Press, and it goes, you don't have permission to access this server or this URL on this server. Then I link to the article from other websites, same thing. I go on Canada Free Press, put in on the search the title to the article again, and it gives me, you don't have permission to access /index.php/article/14583 on this server. So it's unbelievable. I don't know how you got that article, or, you know, if they now are on top of this and not allowing any access to that article, but I can't get it, period.
Amazing, amazing. Send me an email at
BVL host at
CenturyTel.net,
yep.
And I'll forward this article back to you, and maybe you can get into it that way.
Okay, thanks a lot, man.
You're welcome, and thank you for trying, too. All right, bye for now.
Okay. Bye.
And so the bottom line on this is, really, there's no bottom line. There's much more to know. We're just getting started into a very interesting understanding of what liberty is. And I am doing this research because a few weeks back, on air, I made the comment that I was starting to lose my interest in liberty in favor of freedom, because it was becoming more and evident to me in my mind, certainly during that broadcast, that liberty was nothing more than freedom that was wearing a dog collar attached to a leash. And depending on the type of government you have, you could ever have a nice and soft and comfortable, oiled and nicely tooled leather collar and a nice long walking lead. Or you could be wearing a choke chain hooked up to a piece of razor wire. Depends on the government as to how much your freedom is being choked down under, quote-unquote, liberty. So continuing, John Stuart Mill writes this, the aim, therefore, of patriots was to set limits to the power which the ruler should be suffered to exercise over the community, and this limitation was what they meant by liberty. All right? The aim, therefore, of patriots was to set limits to the power which the ruler should be suffered to exercise over the community, and this limitation was what they meant by liberty. We'll go back to the phones. Let's go right back to Brian in Arizona. Brian, here you go.
Well, getting on this Obama subject, I don't know that everyone out there really understands what's the question. There's two schools of thought. One is, if he was born in Hawaii or wherever, Kenya, that he could be under British citizenship because his father was a British citizen and it would go to the father.
Correct.
Then there's the other thought that, well, first of all, we know he wasn't born in Hawaii. Let's get that straight.
Exactly.
Secondly, most likely he was born in Kenya. They had the ambassador on the phone. They said everybody knows where he was born, this radio station out of Detroit or wherever. We know he was born in Kenya. So now that brings up the question, is he or is he not natural born? Now, you have to go back to the law as it was written in 1961, which said if you have one natural born citizen parent, they must have lived in the United States for the last 10 years, of which 5 of those years must be over the age of 14. For those out there who can add, that means she must be 19 years old to give birth and had to live here 10 years. Well, she gave birth at age 18. She wasn't allowed to get back on an airplane in Kenya and come back here to give birth because there was a two pregnant clause back then in airline terminology that if you're about to pop, you couldn't get on a plane. So she gave birth there, which probably made him a British citizen because he was under his father. It's hard to say. And let's take it even further. Let's say she was 19 and lived here 10 years and went back and he was natural born. Where he would have lost it is when he went to Indonesia, took on their citizenship to go to school, or overtly went to, took on an Indonesian passport.
Hold it right there, Brian. Can't wait for the break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we have returned visiting with Brian from Arizona on the phone, and your calls are welcome, folks, at 1-866-841-1065. Well, you've got the chain laid out very well, Brian. I think you understand the complexity of this birth phenomena. But one of the things that I see here, when the Republican Party floated the trial balloon of Arnold Schwarzenegger and sent him off to England, jolly old city of London, to visit with the Rothschilds, and when he came back, everyone was all in arms. Oh, my God, we can't have this Nazi running for president. And so basically what I see in this, really, bottom line, is an open and in-your-face admission that the United States of America as a corporation no longer runs under the Constitution, and that Constitution, as George Herbert Walker or George W. Bush said, is nothing but a GD piece of paper, and they're throwing it in your face, rubbing our noses in it, and it's opening the door and establishing precedent for all future comers. I mean, the very next president of the United States might have a last name like Netanyahu or something like that. And so reprehensible to me that I refuse to use his name in association with the office. Hold on a minute. Forgot to click the button. There you go. I had you on mute.
Oh, okay. So we get back to Obama-Nokio. Obama-Nokio goes to Pakistan on an Indonesian passport. Excuse me, which would have been illegal for United States citizens to do it back in 1981 or whenever it was, or he was 20 years old or something. That would have outwardly violated his natural-born citizenship. He also held an Indonesian passport, and he gave up his citizenship to go to school there, as he referenced in his book, because his mother gave him lessons starting at 4:30. So this guy, any way you slice it, if he came back, he had to be naturalized. A lot of people don't even think he got naturalized, and he, in fact, is an illegal alien, which is why he will not open up his school records, because it will show, we feel, that he got help as an Indonesian citizenship to go to Harvard, because we know his trashy white mother couldn't afford it.
Right.
And Obama-Nokio is an illegal alien.
Right. So, I mean, basically, I just reinforces the point that I made, is that it's so in your face and blight and obvious for all of the people sitting in Congress, for all of the people in the Senate, for the Supreme Court, for Sotomayor, and all of the rest of them. It's wide open, it's in your face, the torts aren't going to touch it. And why? Well, because we don't operate under the Constitution that was established originally in this country, haven't for probably ever since Reconstruction, and so now they're just going to be right out in the face. We're going into this new global governance system. We'll scrap the financial system. We've destroyed the electoral process as well. A constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government is a pipe dream of the past. It's something we might be able to move back towards, but they're just coming right out with it. And you add that to things like the swine flu, I think we're not just in trouble, but this little froggy sitting in a pot that's boiling over.
Well, if they use the Constitution where it benefits them, and they use it just to make an illusion that we're under the Constitution when we're really not, as evidenced by all these crazy laws getting through. All the congressmen and the senators are bought off. And if you're not bought off, you wound up like Elliot Spitzer or Blagojevich, and you're thrown in jail, you're indicted because, you know, they really want to get you for other reasons. Or you wind up like Mark Cuban, who wants to put a movie in his movie theaters, and they indict him over an $800,000 trade when he's a billionaire for insider trading, and he beats him because he kept the email from the White House that said that they were going to get him if he brought Loose Change, a movie about 9/11, into his theaters.
Well, so you can see how the plot thickens. It goes back and forth like a Gordian knot. There's no doubt about it. But, hey, great call. Let me close out the broadcast, Brian, and continue listening. Surely appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Okay, there goes Brian from New York. Let me finish out this little bit. And, of course, folks, week in coming up, programming notes, of course, tomorrow we'll be joined by Vicki Davis. We're going to go into some more of these IT medical discussions that we've been enjoying in the past, looking at this new healthcare initiative as a way of bringing in a real ID without a real ID. That's going to be very interesting stuff. Of course, on Wednesday we'll have Daryl Eberhardt come back and join us again. We're going into this trying to understand what is who are the Jesuits, what was their involvement in all of this. One of these days, hopefully, we'll be able to make the transition from the ancients to the modern and see how that whole process has flip-flopped around into new masters, same lies, new boss, same as the old boss, just new lies for old. And then, of course, on Thursday, we'll begin a visit again with Vicki Davis, and on Friday, I'll be back flying solo, kind of enjoying this. If you're getting something out of these Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday broadcasts that are special to you, that mean something to you, send me an email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. If you'd like to see it, you know, we could just say make it or break it. If you'd like me to continue this way with guests, let me know. If you'd rather have me just teach on various topics each morning, let me know that as well. Always look forward to getting your emails. Back to this discussion here on Liberty, John Stuart Mill. When we talk about patriots, we talk about liberty and constitutions and all of that. All of this goes back to a time prior, really, to this past century. we have to go into the 19th century to understand the kind of government that was set up here, whether it was rightly done or wrongly done. For those of you that listen to the Iconoclast report and go back and look at Carolyn's research, she's got a lot of material in there that indicate that there are other things happening, other forces happening. The idea that some will advance that we have never been outside of the rule of the crown. And then, of course, because of the connection between the crown and the Vatican, never been out of the Vatican's rule, so on and so forth. Lots to discover in all of this. But certainly from John Stuart Mill, very influential man, very intelligent man, intelligent beyond measure almost, caused him a nervous breakdown. He's got interesting things to say about liberty. And so I think it's worth our time to study it a bit in this last minute or two of the broadcast. Again, the aim, therefore, of the Patriots, and these are his words, not mine, was to set limits to the power which the ruler should be suffered to exercise over the community. So we can say a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. The idea there that the Constitution limits the power. It was attempted in two ways. First, by obtaining a recognition of certain immunities called political liberties or rights. Now, you know from the Declaration of Independence, these are given by our Creator, certain rights, unalienable rights. But now we're also introducing this concept of political liberties or rights, or as he said earlier, civil or social liberty. If within the greater context of the greatest good for the greater number. Continuing, he says, which it was to be regarded as a breach of duty in the ruler to infringe, and which if he did infringe, specify or specific resistance or general rebellion was held to be justifiable. So you can see the combination here between the writings of John Stuart Mill and Thomas Jefferson and the others when Jefferson at 83 or 33 was writing the Declaration of Independence. A second, and generally a later expedient, was the establishment of constitutional checks by which the consent of the community or of a body of some sort supposed to represent or represent its interests was made a necessary condition to some of the more important acts of that governing power. Now, who are those, that body of some sort, that is supposed to represent the society or the people's interest? Well, of course, that would then be the established two-party political system. Now, we have more time today. I have got stacks and stacks of stuff around me. Maybe I have to continue it on Friday. We could have gone into and then began to discover how these parties were created and why. But nevertheless, we have the Constitution and then we have this system of representatives who are supposed to represent our interests. And of course, we know that they're not. To the first of these modes, again, of limitation, the ruling power in most European countries was compelled, more or less, to submit. It was not so with the second. And to attain this, or when in some degree possessed, to attain it more completely became everywhere the principal object of the lovers of liberty. So we'll find out more about all of that in the future. Give a little thought on liberty, won't you? The pursuit of happiness, life, liberty, and property. We'll be back again tomorrow with our special guest, Vicki Davis. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trying Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.